Today, we are going to hack a water heater. This time, minimal soldering will be involved. Long story short, about 2 years ago, I got myself a new heat pump water heater. A heat pump heater is about 3 times more efficient than an electric one, and everything is nice, except for the compressor fan. After the evening shower, it runs for another hour or two, making a rattling noise. The manufacturer said it is normal. A solution was to manually come to the laundry room and change the mode to electric. Then, in the morning, change it back to the heat pump. Rinse, repeat, defeat the purpose. So, I wanted to go to electric right after the evening shower, humidity sensor, and turn back to the heat pump at about 4 a.m. The heater is equipped with a CEA 2045 port for remote control. Note, the port has 240-volt pins, so be extremely cautious. Lowe's even had a cloud service to use it. Neat, eh? But they sunset it before I even got my heater. It used to work via an add-on dongle, Iris. You can get them on eBay pretty cheap since they are of no use anymore. Not for a curious mind, though. So I got an Iris dongle and opened it immediately. It has an IC to decode the CEA protocol and an ISM 43362 Wi-Fi module from Inventixis to send the data away. Right next to the Wi-Fi module, there are 2 holes for the RX and TX pins, the usual 0.1-inch header, marked with 1, and the 3.3-volt/GND pins on the 5-pin header, which is 2 millimeters, marked with 2, pin 3, 3.3-volt, pin 4, GND. Pins 1, 2 show 3.3 volts as well, but they are not connected to the VCC pin of the Wi-Fi module. Use at your own risk. I hooked up a UART adapter. I used ESP32 to take a peek at what was going on. The config for ESP32 is below, and it's alive. Initially, it tries to connect to "this service is no longer available," so I had to add an A record to my DNS system. I use Pi-hole, but it can be anything, and divert to 192.168.0.1 or wherever you will be hosting the bridge. But it's not so easy. Now it shows an SSL error. Luckily, there are smart people on the internet who figured it out. They provide a Docker container, and everything is supposed to work from the get-go. Before you follow their instruction and build the container, read below. When they created their Docker config for the reverse proxy container, they used the Nginx latest image. The latest version then was 1.24. Now, the latest version is 1.27, which does not work anymore. So you have to go and edit their Docker file in Energy Smart Proxy, Nginx latest, to Nginx 1.24. Then edit the config, both docker-compose.yml and energysmartbridge.ini. Give it the address of your MQTT broker. Do docker-compose build and docker-compose up-d. Ha! It's better now. The Energy Smart Bridge service sends a couple of MQTT messages reporting the status of the heater controller. Nice, but very limited. This guy, https://github.com/starsoccer/energysmartbridge, extended the bridge and unified it with a reverse proxy. I couldn't get his reverse proxy to work, so I took his source code for the bridge only, https://github.com/energysmartbridge/github.com/starsoccer/energysmartbridge/tree/master/source, and copied it to Energy Smart Bridge Energy Smart Bridge, which was created following the steps here. Stop all the containers created by Energy Smart Bridge, delete their images, repeat the build and start procedures. Don't forget to update energysmartbridge.ini. Now watch the UART logs. Once it connects, you should see new topics in the MQTT Explorer, particularly the Home Assistant Water Heater C47F5101D65F config, where you can set the configuration. Primary, it defines the mode command topic, Energy Smart C47F5101D65 mode command, and the modes, Eco, Heat Pump, Electric, Off. you can either send things directly to this topic via Mosquito, or you can create a climate entry in Home Assistant. 120C is actually 120F. When I set the heater to C, it behaves strangely. I will explore more. Now you can change the mode. Note that the dongle connects to the bridge only once every 5 minutes. So if you change the mode in Home Assistant, don't rush to.